yours, and then the next 50 were yours. What changed, and how did you guys keep that momentum going right till the end?
Well, our, you know, the Hendrix line with Armia and Perot, you know, they've been playing great for us. They're playing with a ton of energy, and they made a great play. Got us going, you know, got a little bit of momentum on our side, and we closed that period out strong. So, you know, that's a lot of times their job. A lot of times they get overlooked for the energy they bring, and they had a great night tonight and got us going.
The frequency with which you and Scheif have been scoring last year and into this year, coming off 3-4 games without a point, did it feel like you busted a slump tonight?
Well, we've talked about points here a little bit this year, and my answer has been the same. Even when we're not scoring, it's about winning hockey games. You want to find a way to contribute to wins. That's all that matters. We've been a part of a lot of losses where, you know, we've contributed, and that's an empty feeling, you know. Even on the road, you know, those two games in Anaheim and in LA, you know, we didn't have anything, but it feels just as good as it does tonight because, you know, there's so much that goes into a hockey game other than scoring points. So, you know, I think that we've tried to keep our game the same. I'm not going to lie to you. It's part of our job. It's what, you know, what we get paid to do a little bit. So there is a bit of that. You know, you want to get results, but the bottom line is winning, and that's not going to change.
How important is it to have put up 3 wins against a key division rival?
Well, it's huge. You know, they're a really tough hockey team. You know, I don't know if they finished first in our conference last year, but they were right up the top. And they're always tough. You know, these are typically one goal games, grind them games, and you know, we just caught them on their heels a little bit tonight and got a few good bounces.
Like, their power play was quite good coming into this game. Is there any added emphasis tonight on discipline?
Big time. You know, I think they've scored half their goals here recently on the power play. So, you know, you give them looks, you give their best players opportunities and touches to feel good. They're going to make you pay. We knew that going into the game. So we wanted to just try to move our feet, keep our sticks down. Luckily, we didn't have one there until the end. So that was a big part of the game.
For the most part, you guys have come back really strong after losses this year. Why?
Well, I think we're really well prepared. I think the coaching staff does an outstanding job of communicating, you know, what each game is going to look like. I don't think we come into this game tonight, you know, having come home from the West Coast yesterday, looking to be up 5-0 after the first period. You know, it's okay to be in a one goal game, a tight game, even if you're down a goal, it's okay. You know, and I think that's a huge emphasis, is that, you know, you don't have to blow the doors off of every team in every period. Just get to a good start, get our legs going. We were fortunate to have the game tied after the first period, and I thought we got our legs the second period. So, you know, our staff has done a great job of preparing us all year. Yeah, it goes fast. It's crazy. You know, it feels like yesterday we were still in the first season here. And with that being said, though, you know, we've spit out 3 kids in those 500 games here. So it's crazy how much life changes. And, you know, I've been blessed with such a great opportunity here to obviously play with some great players and, you know, play a lot of minutes. I'm very grateful for the opportunity I've been given here. And, you know, it looks like some fun times ahead of us. So it's the future looks fun.